This is a walkthrough of the Intel Edison Azure IoT Starter Kit. From the Starter Kit page, you can click on the Get Started link under Intel Edison Kit to get to the documentation. From there, if you click on Contribute on GitHub, you can actually read it in GitHub. It's a little easier to read. And we're going to be following the Part 2 documentation around using IoT hubs with your Intel Edison. So we'll need our Grove kit with a temperature sensor hooked up to A0 and an LED socket kit hooked up to D8. And you can use this image here in the GitHub repo as a reference. But in my case, I've got my camera here. You can see that I've got an Intel Edison hooked up to an Arduino expansion board with a Grove shield plugged in on top. On the A0 header, I have the Grove Kit temperature sensor connected. And on the D8 header, I have the LED socket kit connected with an LED plugged in. Now back in the documentation, the next thing we need to do is create our Azure IoT hub. So off in the Azure portal, I can click on New, Internet of Things, and choose Azure IoT Hub. And I'll give my IoT Hub a name. For the pricing tier, I'm going to use the free pricing tier that gives me up to 8,000 messages a day. If you need more than that, you can choose a higher pricing tier. I'm going to stick all my resources in a resource group with the same name and into the same data center, in this case, East US. Now I know I'm gonna need to use some of the details for these resources later, so I'm gonna open a Notepad document and just keep track of the various details for the resources I create. In the case of the IoT Hub, first I'm gonna copy the IoT Hub's name and paste that into my Notepad document. And then I need the IoT Hub owner shared access policy connection string. So under shared access policies, I'll choose IoT Hub owner and then copy the primary key connection string. Paste that into my Notepad document. And they need the same thing for the service shared access policy. So under the service policy, I'll copy its primary connection string and paste it in as well. So I'm going to use that IoT Hub owner connection string to manage my IoT Hub. To do that, I'm going to jump out to a command prompt where node is in the path. And I'll use npm to install the IoT Hub Explorer command line interface to manage my IoT Hub. Once that's installed, I can use IoT Hub Explorer, paste in that IoT Hub connection string, or owner connection string, and tell it to create a device with this ID, and I'll make up an ID here, and tell it when it creates it to return back the connection string that that device can use to securely connect to the IoT Hub. So I'll go ahead and copy the device ID, paste that into my Notepad document, and I'll copy that connection string as well that the device can use to securely connect. That'll be used on the Edison later. We'll paste that in, just clean it up. Awesome. So our IoT Hub and device exists now. Next thing we need to do is create our Azure Event Hub. Now the Event Hub is going to be used to store temperature messages only if the temperature is above 25 degrees. But under New, Internet of Things, I'll choose Event Hub. This will actually take me off to the classic portal to create that, but I'll give the Event Hub a name and the service bus that it exists in a name and stick them in the East US data center. And again, I'm going to need to keep track of that service bus name and Event Hub name, so I'll copy those down into my Notepad document. And once that Event Hub exists, I'm going to go into Configure it and set up a read-write shared access policy that has send and listen permissions. I'm going to use that to connect to the Event Hub for both sending and receiving messages. So I'll go to the connection information and copy that policy string and paste that off in a Notepad so I can use that later as well. Now we're going to store all the temperature messages long-term in an Azure storage table. So we need to create a storage account under New, Data and Storage, Storage Account. We'll give it a name. It's going to be a classic storage account in that same resource group in the same East US data center. Now I need to keep track of that storage account's name as well as the primary access key for it. So I'll copy the name out of the portal, paste that into my Notepad document, and under keys, I'm going to grab the primary access key and copy that. Store that as well. Now I'm going to set up my stream analytics job, and this is going to pull the messages in from my IoT Hub and send them off to table storage and Event Hub. So under New, Internet of Things, Stream Analytics, I'll create the job in the same resource group in East US Data Center. But to manage it, I'm actually going to manage it off in the classic portal, because the classic portal actually helps fill in the details for your inputs and outputs a little bit better. So back in the classic portal, I'm going to open up that Stream Analytics job. And first, I'm going to create an input to get data from the Azure IoT Hub. And we're just going to give that input a name. We'll call it temp sensors. And you can get all the other details for the input from the documentation there. But I'll hit add input. It's going to be a data stream from IoT Hub. We'll give it that name. It'll pull in all the details for us. And we just verify that it's JSON data coming in. For the outputs, we're going to create two of them. First is going to be outputting that data off into that table storage account we created earlier. We're going to call it temperature table storage, but again, you can get all the details out of the documentation. So we'll add an output. It's going to go out to table storage. We'll give it that name and paste in the other details from the documentation. Looks good. And one more output. This is going to be where those event alerts go to if the temperature is over 25 degrees Celsius. So we're going to call it temperature alert to event hub. It's going to be an event hub destination. We'll paste in that name, fill in the details according to the documentation, and tell it to store the data as JSON. And then finally, the query. Now there's a single query object, but there's actually two select statements in here. So we'll paste those in over the existing code. The first select statement is going to retrieve the device ID, the event time, and the actual temperature reading. It's going to send those off into that table storage account for long-term storage, as long as the device ID and event time aren't null. That's going to be where our monitoring app actually gets the raw values from. The second one's going to receive those same values, but it's going to send them off to the Azure Event Hub only if the temperature is greater than 25 degrees Celsius. So that's going to be where our alerts exist. So we'll start that job. And now we're going to go set up the monitoring node application on our laptop. So the first thing I need to do is actually go clone the GitHub repo that has the source code in it. And once I've done that, I'll change into the directory where the laptop node code is. And I need to go and install Bower so we can install the web app dependencies. And then I'll do an npm install to install all the node dependencies and a Bower install to install all the Bootstrap and jQuery dependencies for the web app. Then I need to edit the configure.json file in the source code and paste in all the details for the connection information that I copied into that Notepad document while I was creating my resources. The IoT Hub con string is the service policy connection string we copied. But then finally, I can do a node server.js after I save that and then open up a browser and point it to my local machine on port 3000. And here's the monitoring node application. Now, there's no values yet because we aren't sending any yet. So the next step then is to go set up the Edison. So I'm going to use a terminal tool like PuTTY. I'll SSH in my Edison by its PI IP address. And I'm going to use some wget statements here to pull down the source code for the Edison. And I need to edit the source code for the commandcenter.js file and replace the placeholder that's in there with the device connection string for our device that we created earlier in IoT Hub Explorer. So I'll find where that placeholder is. It's that IoT Hub device connection string placeholder. I'll paste in the right ID, save up that document. And now I can do an npm install. This is actually running on the Edison. And then tell Node to go run that application for us. And so now I can see that the Edison is connected. And it's now actually sending temperature data off to Azure IoT Hubs. And that should be going through Stream Analytics into table storage. And the Node app on the laptop is then able to query those values out of table storage. And we see them coming in. So it looks like that's all working. Now, what about alerts? Well, let's get these windows arranged here where we can see everything. Great. And remember that query was sending data off to our event hubs only if the temperature was greater than 25 degrees Celsius. Now, right now, my temperatures are around 18 degrees Celsius. So what I'm going to do is just hold my finger over the temperature sensor to raise the temp up. And now I see a 27. That should have gone off to the event hub. When I refresh the Node app, sure enough, there's my alert. So that came through Stream Analytics up to Event Hub and then back down to my monitoring app. Now finally, I can send messages to the Edison. For example, turn on simulates turning on a fan. Here it's just the LED turning on. And of course, I could turn off and that send a message down to the Edison to turn it back off. But that's a walkthrough of using the Intel Edison Azure IoT Starter Kit to get some IoT solutions working.